الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله العظيم. علماء كرام, ladies and dear brothers, Allah تبارك وتعالى has given us this worldly temporary life, and in the journey of our life this is the shortest journey where we have come from the realm of the arwah, of the souls. How many years we stayed there, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Thereafter we came into this worldly life, the shortest journey. Thereafter, alamul barzakh, the life of the qabr. How long? In the ilm of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then the day of qiyamah. Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, 50,000 years. Alfa sanatin mimma ta'udun. 50,000 years, 1,000 years. So the journey before was very long, the journey ahead also very long. This is the shortest journey. The shortest journey of insan, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given him full choice. Skills of management, where he can manage things in this world. The mulk, milkiyat, possession, ownership, control belongs supremely to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But this hazrat insan, Allah ta'ala has made the pinnacle of the creations of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has given us some management skills. Allah ta'ala has given us choices that we can make. So we only have one shot, as they say, in this worldly life, to make our day of qiyamah. Either there will be one group, فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيُّ وَسَعِيدُ فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. There will be those that will be wretched, destined for the fire of Jahannam, and those who will be the people of Jannah. May Allah make us amongst them. We have only one go at it. This is the worldly life. Like how the West, they say that they love life. We've got to make the best of it. As much as we can do, as much as we can exploit, whichever place we can go to, whether it be the moon, the corners of the earth, the depths of the earth, we have to do it before we leave this world. There's no second chance. For the believer, his heart is connected to the Akhirat. As is mentioned, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ الْآخِرَةِ. We are children of Akhirat. Every day, the GPS of the heart, we should punch in Jannah. That is my final destination. There is no via routing or rerouting. But my destination is direct to Jannah. And every day I will prepare for that meeting with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam offers him a prescription, nasiha, wasiyat, Mu'az, if you want the direct ticket to Jannah and you want to be close to me on the day of Qiyamah, although physically you might depart and you will have to depart, is there a place of baqa, of remaining forever? That is for akhirat, for Jannat. O Mu'az, we will have to depart one day. But remember, you can still be close to me. And by remaining close to me, our final meeting will be in Jannah. The beautiful riwayat of Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Mu'az explains, لَمَّا بَعَثَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ إِلَى الْيَمَنِ. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatched him to Yemen as a governor of Yemen, that time Islam has spread right to the south, right to Yemen. And now there was a need for someone to come and teach the people of Yemen Islam, the ahkam, the laws of Sharia. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam appointed a senior sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam all his life, a major portion of his life in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is dispatching him. Kharaja ma'ahu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam yusihi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam leaves Madinatul Munawwara behind him and he walks with Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu yusihi, giving him wasiyah and advice. He says, Mu'adhun rakibun ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يمشي تحت راحلته. The great humility of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the king of the worlds, for whom Allah تبارك وتعالى made everything. But he is dispatching his sahabi. Mu'az said, I am a rakib. I am upon my conveyance. The Nabi of Allah, Imam al-Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, yamshi tahta rahilatihi, he's walking along my conveyance, walking. Out of love, compassion. And they are falamma faragha. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam finishes the wasiyat and advice he gives Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu, then he turns to Mu'adh finally and he tells him, that O Mu'adh, it's possible asa alla talqani ba'da aami hadha. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving him the khabar and the information beforehand that, O Mu'adh, I am soon to depart, my mission is completed. My mission is completed, I am soon to leave. O Mu'adh, I am sending you. It's possible that now you will return to Madinatul Munawwara, but I will not be anymore. وَلَعَلَّكَ أَن تَمُرَّ لِمَسْجِدِ هَذَا وَقَبْرِ. When you will return, O Mu'adh, you will pass by this masjid of mine, Masjid al-Nabawi, and by my qabr. فَبَكَى مُعَاذٌ جَشَعًا لِفَرَاقِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Mu'adh bin Jabal broke out, he burst out into tears. Upon the firaq and the separation from the most beloved of the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling him, we're never going to meet once again. This is the final meeting, I am dispatching you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam looks at Mu'adh bin Jabal. He says, ثُمَّ الْتَفَتَ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam turns away from him. Possibly he may not be able to control himself also. The love was intense. The love was intense. O Nabi of Allah, I want to be with you physically in this world and in Akhirat also. But O Mu'adh, is not possible in this world to be together forever. The place of Baqa, the place of Dawam, the place to be forever, is only Jannah and Akhirat, is not here in this dunya. It's a temporary phase we are passing through. That's why a pious person was asked, that how is it that we know, we read in Quran, we read in Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the most beautiful description of Jannah. The reality, something which is real. Not the fakeness of this world, temporariness of this world, where everything around is just dolled up, behind it is kacha int, kachi int here. It is just unbreak, big bricks, mortar, cement put together. The reality is Akhirat. He says, we read about it in Jannah, we read about it in the Quran and Hadith. One brick of silver, genuine. One brick of gold, genuine. The cement in between is that of musk. The cement of this world touches my clothes, I feel dirty, I want to wash my hands. That is genuine. That is something to put everything into. That how is it, the pious person asked, that we know that Jannah is genuine, is not fake, is not just dolled up on the outside. لِمَاذَا نَكْرَهُ الْمَوْتِ. Why do we dislike موت? Why don't we? It should be in reality that after reading about Jannah, and that to muhaddithin explain, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says in a hadith, that Jannah is a place, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ. No eye has seen, وَلَا أُذْنٌ سَمِعَتْ. No ear has heard about. No person's mind or heart has fathomed what is Jannah. An objection comes about over here. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that Jannah is a place we haven't seen, we haven't thought about, we haven't heard about. But we heard about it in the Quran. About the rivers of milk, the rivers of pure wine, the rivers of honey. We read in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about Jannah. This hadith, what does it imply towards? Muhaddithin explain this hadith refers to those gardens of Jannah which Allah hasn't mentioned in Quran and hadith. Something Allah Ta'ala has hidden, where you can't even think about it. So the pious person asks, how come we know it is genuine? That a heart should be yearning to be there, not to be here. But my heart is saying, don't leave, not now. The wife is asking, if I have to pass away, what will you do? What will you do? Will you move on in life? So one person says, rather you ask her, if I leave, what you'll do? But we are worried, what will happen? But the mulaqat is in Jannah. He says, we know things are better out there in Jannah. But the heart is still stuck over here. Limada, why? So the pious person replies and he says, عَمَّرْتُمْ دُنْيَاكُمْ وَخَرَّبْتُمْ آخِرَتَكُمْ. He says, your dunya you have built up. You have built everything up. I can see it, I can touch it. It's tangible. I can see the value of it. So my heart is in every single thing of this world. That is why a pious person says, when it comes to family and children, he says, give them love, but don't give the heart. The heart is only for Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Every person will have to pass through this world. We're never going to be together. Give the love, the muhabbat. Spend upon them, take care of them, but don't give the heart. Because no insan has the capacity to take care of the human heart. It's only Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. They can maintain the heart and always keep it happy. The wife, no matter how much I love her, but it's impossible for her to ever keep me happy 24/7. When it comes to the wife, the same thing also. When it comes to the children, I just took you all for a holiday and now it's a problem again. It cannot happen. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can fill this heart with joy forever. The heart is to be given only to Allah. So he says, how can we know this, but we don't want to go to Jannah? He says, you have built up your world. وَخَرَّبْتُمْ آخِرَتَكُمْ. And when it comes to your akhirat and your jannat, it's desolate, it's empty, there's nothing to go to. You haven't built it up. Majority you spent over here, you haven't sent it ahead. There's nothing to look forward to. Everything is left over here. A pious person comes into the perfume seller's shop, and he nods his head. The perfume seller with all his bottles of perfume looks at this pious buzruk, a pious man, and he asks him, what is the problem? He says, I fear for you. He says, why? He says, I'm just thinking to myself, when Malakul Maut will come and tap your heart and remove it, you will have to remove your heart from every bottle of perfume in your store. Because your heart is attached to every bottle in the shop. There's a prophet, there's a prophet, there's a prophet. How will your ruh come out from your body? The person got upset. He asked the wali of Allah, whose heart was full with the love of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, I wonder how you will pass away. He said, the only thing I have is the shawl and the clothing on my back. He lay down, he put the shawl down, he read his kalima and his ruh came out. There was no attachment to dunya. So he says, your dunya you have built up, but your akhirat you have left it desolate and empty. Ya Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, is seen to Mu'adh bin Jabal Mu'adh. If you want to meet me on the day of Qiyamah, you want to be close to me, you want to be in my vicinity, you want to be my neighbor, you want my shafa'ah, you want my intercession on the day of Qiyamah, you want to have that contact with me on the day of Qiyamah, O Mu'adh, I'm giving you the final nasihat of your life and my life. There's no meeting after this. The Mu'adh is emotional. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is consoling him and is controlling himself. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam thumma altafata, he turns away from him. فَأَقْبَلَ بِوَجِّهِ نَحْوَ الْمَدِينَةِ الْمُنَوَّرَةِ زَادَهَ اللَّهُ شَرَفًا وَعَزْمَةً. He turns to Madinatul Munawwarah. And he looks at Madinatul Munawwarah. And he says, O Mu'adh, understand my final nasihat to you. إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي الْمُتَّقُ. The closest to me in this world and akhirat also will be the pious ones. Those that will have taqwa in their lives will be close to me always. Even though physically they may not be near to me, but our hearts will be joined, there'll be a connection. حَيْثُ كَانُوا مَنْ كَانُوا وَحَيْثُ كَانُوا. Whoever they may be, or whichever background they may be, matter what color they may be, which country they may be, but if they have taqwa, they have piety, the fear, the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Mu'adh, they will be close to me. مَنْ كَانُوا, whoever they may be, وَحَيْثُ مَنْ كَانُوا, wherever they may be from also, whichever country of the world, doesn't matter his financial standing, doesn't matter what kind of background he comes from. But if he has taqwa in his heart, then he will be close to me. Then he will have the connection, he will have that contact with me. Because we cannot be together forever in this world. There's only there, the day of Qiyamah in Jannah will be together. Mu'adh bin Jabal had tasted that closeness, sitting in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi of Allah, we feel down, we feel depressed, we come see your face. We feel the pleasure once again. The depression is gone. But that will not last forever. It's only for akhirat where we can be forever together. But get taqwa in your life. Adopt taqwa. Be Allah conscious. What is the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that is directed to me right now every step of my life? I have to be conscious. When the muazzin calls out, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, who is calling out? Not the muazzin. Allah has appointed the muazzin on behalf of Allah. They call my slaves to me, I want to see them. That head I made for it to go into sajda before me, not to use it for anything besides that.
Everything else is secondary. When I call for the head to be down, it has to be down. There's no compromise on it. Just like how the Jumu'ah of today is fard, equally will be the Asr of today, the Maghrib of today, the Isha and the Fajr and the rest of our life. And Allah says that, come to the masjid, I want you to put your head down for me. It cannot be that Banda in the slave will say, oh Allah, I am busy right now, you continue waiting. When I am free, I will come. He said, oh Mu'az, get taqwa in your life. Muhaddisheen explain, what is taqwa? When it comes to the dictionary meaning, we hear the word of taqwa all the time, piety, Allah fearing, Allah conscious. Very simply, ulama explain, what is taqwa? The literal meaning of taqwa. أن تجعل بينك وبين ما تخاف تقاة دقيقة منه. He said, it is to place a barrier, to place a barrier, a fence, a wall, something of protection between yourself and what you have fear of. What you fear from something, to put a wall, to put some barrier, security between you and that dangerous animal, human situation, whatever it may be, that will save you from that harm. That is taqwa. Whether a person fears a lion, he's staying on the outskirts in the countryside, now he'll put a big fence, he cannot come into my property. He's staying along the coast, he will build a big wall, boundary wall or a dike to save himself from the water coming into his property. That is taqwa. That he built something between himself and the things he fears from. If there's thieves around him, then he'll put the electric fence also. It's logical. That is taqwa. That he should protect himself from something which is of danger to him. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارُ. You hear in Quran, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. O people of Iman, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear the fire of Jahannam. How do I fear Allah? How do I fear the fire of Jahannam? They say, بِالْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحَاتِ. بِالْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ. How do I build that barrier to protect me from the anger of Allah, from the punishment of Allah, from the fire of Jahannam? Now I build that wall between me. How I build the wall? With good deeds. With good deeds, abstaining from haram, and doing good deeds, that wall will be built. If there's a temptation in my life, the phone is a temptation, I build a wall. Take it out of my life. A certain person taking me away from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, build a wall. That no more. If it's my tongue, it is my anger, it is my jealousy, enmity, whatever it may be. Now I build a wall between myself and that harmful action to save me from the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This I have to see in my life. What is it? What is blocking that taqwa, those valves, and the arteries that should be flowing with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to clear them? That taqwa has to be injected into my heart. To build that wall now, this will no more take me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a person will build this barrier between himself, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam makes it so simple. He says, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارُ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَ. Fear the fire of Jahannam. Build your wall, وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَ, even though it be a piece of date also. A piece of kajur. Give that also to a poor person. Give that small amount to a poor person. You don't know what a big wall you may build for yourself between yourself and the fire of Jahannam. Because you don't know which amal of yours will be accepted. I don't know. So I have to build the jannat of mine and save myself at the same time to get the saqwa in my life. But then, as I say, that the times change. Before it was about, the environment was cleaner and purer. It was easy to become muttaqi and pious. Now the temptations are there. The pious person says the times will change, but we don't have to change. We still have the sunnah, the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, the times will change. And then things will seem strange also. The deen will become strange. The amal of deen will become strange. Then how can you fit it in this zamana, in this time? How do you do these things? The times are changing, it's going so fast. That is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, لَطُوبَ لِلْغَرَبَى بَدَى الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا. Islam began in a very strange way. It was very strange. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, before Islam, prior to Islam, their lifestyle and their culture was very different. When Islam came, it was very strange. Then now usury and riba, interest is haram, strange. Parda, hijab, between extended family members, strange. There's nothing that we know about something which is very strange to us. To cheat, to speak lies, to have feuds and to fight, to vent one's anger. It's strange. We brought up with these things. To fight for decades on end. So Islam was something too strange to them. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that before Qiyamah, Islam will return in the same way, will become strange once again. But the difference is, in that time it was strange to the non-Muslims. It was strange to the Sahaba ikram who were not Muslim at that time. There were not these concepts of deen. It's something strange. Towards the end of time, Islam will become strange for the Muslims. Then how can you live without interest? We've got to deal with this. We've got to do that. That my staff only understand one language. I've got to speak to them that language, a vulgar language. Islam is not for the times. It was for that time. Islam has become strange. Now to keep my little young girl, my daughter into hijab, parda, she cannot go out of the house without a mahram. Go to places which is not for masturat and for the ladies. Strange, why not? Islam has become once again strange. How many women must go into hijab and parda, but the husband says no? Is that a calling to times? What my friends will say? What the people will say? That Islam has become strange in my own life. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you want that contact on the day of Qiyamah with me, you will have to be taqwa in your life. This is all taqwa. We understand in this zamana what is contact. You want a passport, I've got a contact. You want somebody in department, I have a contact. On the speed dial. On the day of Qiyamah, there's only one contact. There's no other contact. And the only speed dial is taqwa. If I get taqwa into my life, I have to see. To conclude one example, ulama explain. A person purchases a brand new car. Everything is 100%. He goes to start the car, he's not starting. What is the problem? He checks the car, calls the agent, they come over. There's just a blockage in the fuel pump. Just one small blockage. If you clear it out, the car will move. But the car was 100%, just one blockage only. The car could not move. Allah save us, you should not be when I go into the qabr on the day of Qiyamah. There was one blockage in my taqwa. Something was there which I didn't check in my life. There was one bill that I was paying, there was interest in there. I didn't make tawbah from it. Somebody I hurt, he never forgave me. There was one blockage in there. Possibly my wife, the whole life I made her cry. Possibly the children, one staff that was working with me. I did something, I didn't ask for maafi. Something when it came to the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I came to my salah that I missed my prior life. Before I changed my life, my qaza umri, I haven't covered it up, I haven't got fikr for it. That a person, now you give him a loan. But he's bringing chocolates for the children, he's just speaking about the loan. He's bringing chocolates and you ask him, where's the money you owe me, the 100,000? He said, I'm bringing chocolates for the children, you won't worry about the loan. Allah is saying, you're giving me nafil namaz, what about the farz, qaraz and debt you have by me? Leave the nafil for now, give me the debt that you owe me. Could be one blockage only. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding to introspect and see, Allah, what is it that is blocking me from the masjid, that I can't come to you 5 times a day? What is blocking me from Quran, to allow to speak to you? I have 3 minutes on the phone, I'm enjoying it. 3 minutes with Allah every day in Quran, to allow to, Allah, how come I'm not availing myself? When it comes to durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says, for that person, he will enjoy my intercession on the day of Qiyamah. يا الله تلاقي بس وفيتو ميك عمل إن شاء الله.